I love this job because essentially this job is just thinking up goofy crap, right? I mean, to paraphrase Carlin, and my apologies to his spirit for having to sanitize that, but because you guys don't have time during the week to think of this stuff. That's why you come out here to see the show like this. So the Nebuchadnezzar Jew can tell you the goofy crap, right? Like it makes sense you'd have to shave Italian ice, right? The greatest procrastinator in the world hasn't been born yet. That's true, people. I used to think no loitering meant no littering with a New Jersey accent. For deaf people, arthritis is a speech impediment. And apparently none of you know how sign language works. Okay. If oil comes from fossils and plastics are made of oil, that means plastic toy dinosaurs are made from actual goddamn dinosaurs. Why would you put cage-free eggs in a carton, you hypocrites? So like I said, I love this job, contrary to what it might seem like up here. I love this job because I get to delve into different realms of the English language, using words like delve and realm. Like I love oxymorons. You guys know what oxymorons are, right? Of course you do, you smart people. It's where you take two completely opposite things, use one to describe the other. Like exact estimate, or jumbo shrimp, or WNBA All-Star Game. These things do not belong together. Or fun run, who thought of that one, right? I also love irony. It's a comedian stock and trade, but I think my generation was ruined for irony by that stupid goddamn Alanis Morissette song, right? Black fly in your Chardonnay, rain on your wedding day, that's not irony. That's just bad luck, really. It's coincidence at best. Irony kicks in the teeth a little bit more, right? Like irony is a morbidly obese guy choking to death on a Weight Watchers meal. That's irony. Irony is selling slices of pie at Whole Foods. I'll wait. Irony is there's a scientist out there who's the father of the birth control pill. I don't think that's what he had in mind. Irony is getting trapped inside your Ford Escape. What I'm saying is there are levels, people. It's important to be aware of them. I also love anagrams. You guys know what anagrams are? It's where you take a person's name and you rearrange the letters in that name. It'll tell you something about that person. For instance, Clint Eastwood, an anagram for his name is Old West Action. And an anagram for my name, Jared Stern, is Darn Jester. Pretty cool. An anagram for Mike's girlfriend's name is Cheating Ho. Yeah. Actually, that's not an anagram. That was her real name. She was Chinese. Yeah. Thought I would have seen that one coming, huh? I also love collective nouns. A specific word for a group of something, like a murder of crows, or a group of peacocks is called an ostentation. Or I just read this the other day, a group of white people is called a brunch. A brunch of white people. I would also accept a farmer's market of white people. Use that in a sentence later on this weekend.